morning on WCHL, we'll fill you in on details of the tragic death of a 14-year-old student of East Chapel Hill High School. The swift action of Chapel Hill police captured a suspect yesterday after a home invasion.
The officer said that at least one of the residents had met this person before, so not a complete stranger.
And several cases involving the injury or death of personal pets have been reported locally, and coyotes could be to blame.
We don't want to fuel the sense on the part of people that anything has changed with coyotes.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Harbor traffic and weather together in WCHL Championship Sports. It's Carolina and Duke for real this time. Plus, we'll update you on the local high school basketball conference tournaments. And
the Tar Heels need to avoid an opening onslaught tonight.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, and actually a nice morning so far at WCHL. It is 50 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers this morning, and our high today in the middle 60s. Chapel Hill Carborough City School spokesperson Jeff Nash says a 14-year-old male student of East Chapel Hill High School died on Wednesday, presumably from meningococcal disease. And Nash says at this time it has not been confirmed whether or not he had meningitis at the time of his death. He says the school worked closely with the Orange County Health Department to make sure other students are safe. East Chapel Hill Principal Eileen Tully sent a message to parents informing them of the situation. She shared a letter from Health Director Colleen Bridger, which included more information about the disease. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, symptoms of meningococcal disease include nausea, vomiting, photophobia, increased sensitivity to light, and an altered mental status, confusion. The disease is spread through the exchange of respiratory and throat secretions like saliva. Anyone experiencing symptoms should contact the Orange County Health Department or your personal physician immediately. Principal Tully plans to meet with students in the morning, according to Nash, and counselors will be available for students today. The Health Department worked to find a list of close friends of the student and call their families last night. Chapel Hill police responded on Wednesday to a report of a one-man home invasion on Cotton Street, just a little after midnight. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Police got the call at 12:36 a.m. When they arrived at the scene, the suspect, 21-year-old Malik Antonio Burris of Durham, was running away. Police caught and arrested him. Lieutenant Josh Meesemore, the Chapel Hill Police Department, said it's believed Burris may know at least one occupant of the residence.
The officer said that at least one of the residents had met this person before, so not a complete stranger.
Burris is charged with first-degree burglary, assault with a deadly weapon, and injury to personal property. Burris allegedly had a gun and fired a single shot into a wall during a scuffle with the home's occupants. No one was injured by the gunshot, but Burris was transported to UNC Hospital with a non-life-threatening injury.
I think he sustained a laceration to the back of his head.
Meesemore said there were four people at the home when Burris allegedly broke in through a window.
At least two reported that they were UNC students.
The lieutenant said there is no universal right way for victims to handle a crime situation like this because everyone is different. But there is one obvious way to help prevent break-ins.
The biggest recommendation that I can make related to the incident is to lock your doors and windows because this person came in through either an unlocked or open window.
The area where the break-in occurred has a mix of students and local residents. Meesemore noted that while no area in Chapel Hill is particularly prone to home invasions, UNC students are uniquely vulnerable.
We do find that in areas that are mostly or have a high number of students that, you know, there are certain times of the year where we have more break-ins.
Usually, these crimes don't occur while someone is at home. The vast majority occur during the day while people are at work or at school. Holiday breaks and fall breaks are times when it's most likely to happen, so students are advised to take valuables with them, particularly electronics, when they travel. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:10. More news in just a moment.
And now it's time for The Professionals, local services, expert insights on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'm Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. We started in 1993 here in Chapel Hill. We have 11 locations throughout the Triangle and Triad. In 2000, I bought a very large independent agency, and instead of naming it the Mark Vitale Agency, believe it or not, my 8-year-old son came up with this idea. Dad, why don't you just call it All About Insurance? All About Insurance just sounded exactly who we are. We're all about insurance. We know all about insurance, all lines. We are the leaders in auto, home, financial services. We have a health insurance company. We try to do everything well, and we try to teach our people continuously of the new things that are happening. They're always learning what's next and what's going to come in the future. I believe that it's a profession. It's not a job. And when my people come to work, that they need to believe that they are doing something that is honorable. We talk to you and see what you need for insurance. Assets can be replaced. Dreams can't be replaced. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard. Check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on 97.9 FM WCHL. Local services, expert insights.
Have you been to Carber lately? You just couldn't make this place up. February is For the Love of Carber Month, and there's so much to see and do. Let's celebrate Carver style with a lunchtime dance party. This Friday, 12 to 1 p.m. in the Century Center, downtown Carver. Lunch provided by Nourish.org, engaging students and empowering communities to make a lasting impact on extreme poverty. Come to Carver and feel free. Unwind, create, taste, play, and be yourself. Follow us on Facebook at For the Love of Carver.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. It's 612. Orange County Animal Services is warning pet owners about several cases involving injured, killed, or missing pets. Two of the incidents are believed to be the result of wildlife attacks on pets, possibly coyotes. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
In both of these situations, the dogs died. One dog apparently died from an attack of another animal. In the other situation, the dog apparently was very seriously injured as a result of an attack of other animals.
That's Bob Murado, director of Orange County Animal Services. The first dog death was believed to have occurred as a result of a wildlife attack, but Animal Services couldn't make an absolute determination because of a lack of communication with the dog's owner. He cannot confirm that either of the attacks were from coyotes, but Animal Services is not ruling out the possibility. In 2013, there were complaints about coyotes following people in southern Orange County, though Murado said there haven't been any attacks on animals or humans confirmed recently.
I'd really underscore that because we don't want to fuel the sense on the part of people that anything has changed with coyotes.
If your pets have sustained injuries of an unknown origin or have disappeared from a setting that could potentially involve wildlife, Murado said it is imperative to contact Animal Services immediately. Reporting these incidents allows the department to track and collect data regarding possible wildlife attacks.
We can assess these situations to be sure that people are doing what it is that needs to be done to avert any unwanted contact with wildlife and to coexist.
Murado said these recent attacks also show the importance of vaccinating your pets against rabies. Rabies is typically transmitted from the bite of a rabies-infected animal. Raccoons and bats are the main carriers of rabies in mid-Atlantic states, but coyotes can also be carriers. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A group of Orange County residents has made it their mission to bring back the hog. They hope to keep the 32-year tradition of the Hillsborough Hog Day Festival going. Their tentative theme this year will be Bringing Home the Bacon. The event, which is Orange County's largest festival incorporating food, music, and other activities, was hosted by the Hillsborough Orange County Chamber of Commerce. However, the group decided to cancel it in January. The Chamber's board said it was supposed to be a fundraiser for the organization, but the undertaking had become too large for a small staff. staff to handle. Craig Lloyd, who's helping to organize efforts to bring the festival back, recently retired as executive director of the Hillsborough Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and also ran the event for about 6 years.
We actually started this as soon as we heard that the chamber was looking at canceling it this year. We kind of put together an all-star team of veterans, volunteers, and supporters of Hog Day.
That team includes Joe Cruz, who helped to found Hog Day, Jim Dooley, who served as chairman of the event, and Jeff Woods, owner of Carolina Game and Fish in Hillsborough, who helped in past barbecue operations.
We all have a passion and a love for our community, and this festival has meant a lot to us.
Hog Day will likely be held at the Okanichi Speedway on Elizabeth Brady Road, which is run by the Historic Speedway Group. The goal this year, Lloyd explained, is to bring back some of the original elements of the festival. The plan is to move it back to the third weekend in June.
We're kind of bringing back the old team and a lot of the things that we used to do way back when, some of the old fun contests like the hog hollering contest as well that I think people will be excited about.
Lloyd said the group is currently looking for sponsors, volunteers, vendors, and crafters to help make Hog Day a reality. Since creating the Hog Day at email.com address, he shared that the group has received more than 500 emails from people expressing interest in helping out. If you'd like more information on how you can volunteer, visit this story on our website at chapelbro.com. WCHL News Time is 6:17. Coming up on WCHL, we'll take a look at WCHL Championship Sports. There's a rumor floating around that there's a big basketball game tonight in town. I don't know, but we'll check it out. That's coming up on WCHL. Right now, your traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And Cruisers is the place where you get the best tasting fountain drinks in town, bar none. And Cruisers is good to go. All right, not a lot happening in traffic so far this morning. The situation will certainly change. Rand Northam, as usual, will be reporting on traffic this morning. You'll hear from him about a half an hour from now, right here on WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carver weather looks like this. It is mostly cloudy today, 20% chance of showers this morning. Our high today in the middle 60s, 49 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. Tonight, partly cloudy, not as cool, low tonight in the low 60s. Are you kidding me? Tomorrow, showers with a chance of thunderstorms in the morning, and then partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. Our high tomorrow in the middle 60s. It's going to be a little windy late in the day. A 100% chance of rain tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear, much cooler, with the lows in the middle 30s. And for your weekend, on Saturday, mostly sunshine with a high in the low 60s. And on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the middle 60s. So I didn't realize it was springtime, but apparently it is really springtime weather. No question about that. It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports. We'll get to it a little early this morning because we have a lot to talk about today. North Carolina men's basketball team will face number 5 Duke tonight in the Smith Center for a 9 p.m. tip-off with the eyes of the college basketball world on Chapel Hill. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the preview.
The 237th installment of what is widely believed to be the greatest rivalry in college sports promises to be another classic encounter between two of the most iconic programs in college basketball. Although a week and a day later than originally scheduled due to the winter storm, this game is shaping up to be memorable. Carolina comes into the contest on a roll, winning 7 straight games, while Duke has been overwhelming ACC foes, save Syracuse, for weeks leading up to the Tobacco Road rivalry. Head coach Roy Williams says Carolina didn't let the postponement affect them, picking up 2 key ACC wins.
Well, we've played 2 more games, so that part has helped our confidence, there's no question. But I thought we were really in a good frame of mind at that point, too. And so I've tried to just blow that off and say, hey, we're going to play next week instead of now.
Sophomore guard Marcus Page says the team's ability to escape with a win against Florida State without the services of James Michael McAdoo was a huge confidence booster for the Tar Heels.
To have him play the way he did against Florida State and have us still be able to bounce back and win, that's big for us because we know that that's not going to happen to James Michael very often. He's obviously, he's going to play a lot better than that 99 times out of 10 or 99 times out of 100. So it gave the rest of the guys a confidence boost. And I think, if they can play the way they've been playing and we can get his production back, that'd be perfect.
Many Tar Heel and Blue Devil players grew up playing basketball with each other. Page says that familiarity factor only adds fuel to the fire of the rivalry.
That is pretty cool because, we all know each other. You know, from the AAU circuit, we play so many games on the circuit at camps and, Skills Academy and stuff like that. that kind of helps the rivalry. You know the guys you're playing against, and you're going to play against them for a couple more years. You've already been playing against them, so it makes it more interesting, and it makes it a little bit more personal, and I guess it brings up the intensity level of the games, too.
Coach Williams says although he tries to treat the Duke game like all the others, the fact remains that this one is just, quote, different.
But this is different, too. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. It's different. With 10 miles away, sometimes it seems like hundreds of miles away because of snow and things like that. But two programs that have been very successful for a long time. So I think it's always going to be a little different.
Carolina leads the all-time series 132-104, but the Blue Devils claimed the last meeting between the two schools 69-53 in March of 2013. UNC is an even 39-39 against Duke since Mike Krzyzewski became the Duke head coach. Thursday night's game will tip the scales one way or another. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks, Matt. Matt also had the chance to talk with CBS Sports' Chris Spatola on tonight's Duke Carolina matchup.
All right, we're here with Chris Spatola of CBS Sports. Thanks a lot for coming on, Chris.
Hey, Matt, feels like it's deja vu talking Carolina Duke again, huh?
Absolutely. Here we go. It's not a bad thing, though.
No, absolutely not.
All right, Bryce Johnson, Kennedy Meeks appear to have emerged as solid alternatives to McAdoo and Page for the Tar Heels. Do you feel Carolina's offense is starting to click with a lot of different options emerging?
I do, and I actually don't think, there are other options. I think they've supplemented McAdoo and Page, frankly, because they're doing some of the dirty work. And when you look at what those two guys have done in their last seven games alone, I mean, they're averaging, like, combined, Johnson and Meeks are averaging, like, 20 points and 13 boards, and really the boards being the most important part of it. I just think they've really supplemented Marcus Page and James Michael McAdoo, and I think their offense is clicking as a result. I still think defense has been their calling card in this resurgence for Carolina, and I think it will continue to have to be. But there's no question those two big guys, young big guys, are playing a lot better.
Just a brief part of the conversation between Matt Oakes and CBS's Chris Spatola, and you'll hear more of that next hour on WCHL. Mighty big game coming up tonight, Carolina and Duke. Number 11 North Carolina women's basketball team, 20-6 in the season and 8-4 in the ACC. We'll look to continue its fine play of late when it takes on Virginia, and that happens tonight in Charlottesville. They'll tip it off at 6:30 tonight. Virginia is 13-12, 6-6 in conference play. Tar Heels have caught the attention of the nation with thrilling road wins over a pair of top 10 teams in Duke and North Carolina State, thanks in large part to the dominating performances put on by freshman Diamond DeShields. DeShields was named ESPN's National Player of the Week on Monday. In addition, teammate Alicia Gray was named the ACC's Rookie of the Week for the third time this season following her impressive week of play. Carolina will need to maintain its focus on the road in John Paul Jones Arena, which is always a tough place to play. The last two contests there have both gone to double overtime, with Virginia and UNC splitting those meetings. Again, Carolina women's basketball game tonight, too. That's at 6:30. Of course, we'll have it on WCHL. And game time for the Tar Heels and the Blue Devils in Chapel Hill will be at a little after 9 o'clock tonight, just like it was supposed to be last week. Hopefully the weather holds up. Hal Jefferson scored 29 points. Kimball Walker had 24 points and a career-high 16 assists. And the Charlotte Bobcats beat the Detroit Pistons for the second straight night last night, 116-98. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. And the Osgood File is straight ahead.
The 2013 Pauli Murray Human Relations Award Ceremony will take place on Sunday, February 23rd, from 3 o'clock p.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. at the Central Orange Senior Center in Hillsboro. The Pauli Murray Award is presented to a youth, adult, and business owner recognized for the pursuit of equality, justice, and human rights for all residents in Orange County. The winners of the 2013 Student Essay Contest will also be announced. Refreshments will be served, and the event is free and open to the public.
51 degrees, 625 at WCHL. Good morning.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by AJC. This is Charles Osgood. The moose population in Minnesota is sharply declining, according to a new report.
We used to have two significant moose populations in our state, one in the northwest, one in the northeast, and the northwest moose population is pretty much gone.
Michelle Carstensen of the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is leading a 7-year, $1.2 million study to try to figure out what's going on. Right now, says our CBS News colleague Don Daler,
the moose of Minnesota are dying, and no one knows why.
Don went along on a hunt for clues, as you'll hear after this from David Harris of AJC.
I'm here in Brussels, a capital twice over. It's the capital of Belgium and the 28-nation European Union. This week, AJC celebrates the 10th anniversary of our transatlantic institute here. We opened the institute when relations between the U.S. and key European countries were stormy. We did so because we believe profoundly in the ties that bind Europe and America. Sure, there will always be occasional differences of views. That's normal. No two sets of nations have identical interests. But Europe and America share something deeper and more enduring, a commitment to human freedom, human rights, and human dignity. And in a turbulent world with challenges galore, Europe and America need each other as much as ever. Working together, our chances for success improve. Working apart, they diminish. AJC's Transatlantic Institute is proud to be a voice for the community of values linking Europe and America. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AJC Global. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
Once again, from the snowy woods of Minnesota, here's Don Daler.
In the Superior National Forest, where the snow reached 4 feet deep in places, researchers in helicopters searched for the 1,000-pound animals. They braved the harsh winter conditions because the trees are too thick to see the moose in the summer.
How cold is it there now?
It's very cold here. The wind chills have fallen to as much as 40 degrees below zero.
We were along when they spotted a cow and her calf. A shot from a tranquilizer gun brought the female to her knees. The team worked quickly to take blood and hair samples and install a radio collar and GPS.
They set the goal at 20 minutes between darting the animal, harvesting the samples, and getting the moose back on its feet again.
Don, you told us how cold it is there, but not cold enough for long enough, it seems, for the moose.
Climate change is a definite suspect. Scientists think warmer winters and longer summers may be weakening the heat-sensitive moose and giving wolves more time to hunt them. Parasites also have more time to infect them.
So we're kind of a race against time to try to understand what might be driving this.
The researchers admit they may not come up with answers before all the moose are gone from Minnesota. But what they ultimately learn may save the moose populations in the rest of North America.
The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Saturday, March 8th, from 9 to 1, discover what you never knew about DermTech. It's our 2014 Spring Open House. Get information on more than 100 career training programs and learn all about the University Transfer Program, plus financial aid, admissions, and registration. Meet faculty, staff, and students to answer any questions and give you a sneak peek into our many interactive labs that include the latest technology. Registration is not required, but greatly appreciated. For more information and to register, visit dermtech.edu/openhouse. We'll see you.
Spring rains and tree blossoms are coming. Hello, I'm Charlie Quayle of locally owned Gutter Solutions, urging you to invest in the long-term value of your home with gutters that work. That's right. Keep the water moving away from your foundation, doors, and windows with the help of our exclusive Gorilla Guard gutter covers that keep your gutters working guaranteed. Find Gutter Solutions and Gorilla Guard gutter covers on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com. That's chimneysplusgutters.com.
Join Aaron Keck and the WCHL team Saturday morning from 9 to 11 to celebrate Townsend Bertram & Company's huge winter sale. We'll be in-store broadcasting live, including the UNC basketball countdown to tip-off show. Townsend Bertram & Company, Carrboro's premier adventure outfitters, will be offering awesome deals on shoes, apparel, and rental camping gear. So come see us on Saturday morning in downtown Carrboro at Townsend Bertram & Company, located in historic Carmel.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. Save half off, $20 worth of food and drinks, available now for $10. Oasis is located in downtown Carrboro in Carmel. But at night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. Oasis features organic coffees, aromatic teas, wines and beers, homemade pastries, chocolates, quiches, and more. Many options are also vegetarian, vegan, and or gluten-free. It's half off from Oasis. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It is time now for WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor weather, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 49 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's going to be a cloudy day, 20% chance of showers probably this morning if we get them. Our high today in the middle 60s. The rest of the day ought to be pretty nice, actually. Tonight, partly cloudy and not as cool, with a low in the low 60s. So no kind of weather event to prevent this game from happening tonight in the Dean Smith Center. Tomorrow, showers with a chance of thunderstorms in the morning, and partly sunny with a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. Our high tomorrow in the middle 60s, but it's going to be very windy, and we'll have a 100% chance of rain all day. So the proverbial rainy day is on the way for your Friday.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. That truce in Kiev has not held up very well. Police have fired shots. Protesters have targeted cops with firecrackers and Molotov cocktails. Sky News David Bowden is in the Ukrainian capital.
I've seen a police sniper. I've seen police with shotguns and AK-47s. I've also seen well over a dozen, probably 20 people being dragged away, protesters clearly injured from some kind of bullet wound.
There are reports of between 10 and 18 people killed today. CBS's Aaron Lal has watched the confrontations in Kiev's Independence Square.
The protesters have actually taken some of the police into their own custody. We saw about a dozen police officers being frog marched out by the crowd. The protesters say they're going to be keeping them off site and promise not to do them any harm, but who knows what's going to happen to them.
Ukraine's leader has been meeting today with three European foreign ministers in an attempt to solve the crisis diplomatically. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 50 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz at WCHL. Chapel Hill, Cumberland City Schools spokesperson Jeff Nash tells WCHL that a 14-year-old male student at East Chapel Hill High School died on Wednesday, presumably from meningococcal disease. Nash says at this time it's not been confirmed whether he had meningitis at the time of his death. He says the school worked closely with the Orange County Health Department to make sure other students are safe. East Chapel Hill principal Eileen Tully sent a message to parents informing them of the situation. She shared a letter from Health Director Colleen Bridger, which included more information about the disease. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, symptoms of meningococcal disease include nausea, vomiting, photophobia, which is increased sensitivity to light, and an altered mental status. Often confusion. The disease is spread through the exchange of respiratory and throat secretions like saliva. Anyone experiencing symptoms should contact the Orange County Health Department or your personal physician immediately. Principal Tully plans to meet with students this morning, according to Nash, and counselors will be available there for students. The Health Department worked to find a list of close friends of the student and call their families last night. Chapel Hill police responded on Wednesday to a report of a one-man home invasion on Cotton Street just a little after midnight. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
Police got the call at 12:36 a.m. When they arrived at the scene, the suspect, 21-year-old Malik Antonio Burris of Durham, was running away. Police caught and arrested him. Lieutenant Josh Meesemore of the Chapel Hill Police Department said it's believed Burris may know at least one occupant of the residence.
The officer said that at least one of the residents had met this person before, so not a complete stranger.
Burris is charged with first-degree burglary, assault with a deadly weapon, and injury to personal property. Burris allegedly had a gun and fired a single shot into a wall during a scuffle with the home's occupants. No one was injured by the gunshot, but Burris was transported to UNC Hospital with a non-life-threatening injury.
I think he sustained a laceration to the back of his head.
Meesemore said there were four people at the home when Burris allegedly broke in through a window.
At least two reported that they were UNC students.
The lieutenant said there is no universal right way for victims to handle a crime situation like this because everyone is different. But there is one obvious way to help prevent break-ins.
The biggest recommendation that I can make related to the incident is to lock your doors and windows because this person came in through either an unlocked or open window.
The area where the break-in occurred has a mix of students and local residents. Meesemore noted that while no area in Chapel Hill is particularly prone to home invasions, UNC students are uniquely vulnerable.
We do find that in areas that are mostly or have a high number of students that, you know, there are certain times of the year where we have more break-ins.
Usually, these crimes don't occur while someone is at home. The vast majority occur during the day while people are at work or at school. Holiday breaks and fall breaks are times when it's most likely to happen, so students are advised to take valuables with them, particularly electronics, when they travel. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Yesterday, the day before the rescheduled UNC-Duke basketball matchup, the rivalry has already inspired some mischief in the form of vandalism on the UNC campus. The Daily Tar Heel first reported Wednesday morning a few buildings on UNC's campus were spray-painted with familiar slogans early Wednesday morning. UNC's Department of Public Safety spokesman Randy Young tells WCHL that the graffiti either badmouthed UNC or mentioned Duke. Those were at South Building. He was talking about the Campus Y and the student union. And another incident was reported recently regarding North Carolina State-themed graffiti painted in red against a red facade. UNC public safety officers believe that incident happened earlier this season. Young says that, fortunately, vandalism like this doesn't happen every year.
Some folks feel that it's a longstanding tradition. There have been incidents that have dated back decades, of course. It is not something that happens every single year. Prank or not, we do take it very seriously when it comes to matters of damage to university property, as would any officials over at Duke University as well.
And he adds, anybody caught committing vandalism could be in for serious legal trouble. Young says that cooperation between UNC's public safety officers and their counterparts over at Duke regarding this issue is where all attitudes about a rivalry get put aside. And he warns against any Carolina students committing some equal form of retaliation.
If there's information that we can work in collaboration to arrive at with Duke University police, then we don't rule that out as well.
Young has a request for people walking around UNC's campus that pertains to now or at any time of the year.
We would like to say to the campus community and beyond that if anybody sees suspicious activity, and this is not just related to this series of incidents, but any incidents on campus, that they call 911.
Young says that while he appreciates the tradition of pranks and one-upmanship, there's no reason that graffiti needs to cause expensive damage.
There were some folks a number of years ago that spray-painted using red paint on the eve of the University of North Carolina and NC State basketball game, and some graffiti was put on the bell tower and other prominent areas of campus, and believe we were able to identify those folks because they had were fairly proud of the artwork and had posted it on Facebook.
He can't recall too many folks getting caught for spraying game-related graffiti on campus, but there was that one memorable incident.
We have a cube upon which things can be painted for free expression in our pit area. Folks have not availed themselves of that.
For more on this story, you can read it on chapelbrook.com. And this morning, there is concern about animal attacks. Orange County Animal Services is warning pet owners about several cases involving injured, killed, or missing pets. Two of the incidents are believed to be the result of wildlife attacks on pets, possibly coyotes. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
In both of these situations, the dogs died. One dog apparently died from an attack of another animal. In the other situation, the dog apparently was very seriously injured as a result of an attack of other animals.
That's Bob Murado, director of Orange County Animal Services. The first dog death was believed to have occurred as a result of a wildlife attack, but Animal Services couldn't make an absolute determination because of a lack of communication with the dog's owner. He cannot confirm that either of the attacks were from coyotes, but Animal Services is not ruling out the possibility. In 2013, there were complaints about coyotes following people in southern Orange County, though Murado said there haven't been any attacks on animals or humans confirmed recently.
I would really underscore that because we don't want to fuel the sense on the part of people that anything has changed with coyotes.
If your pets have sustained injuries of an unknown origin or have disappeared from a setting that could potentially involve wildlife, Murado said it is imperative to contact Animal Services immediately. Reporting these incidents allows the department to track and collect data regarding possible wildlife attacks.
We can assess these situations to be sure that people are doing what it is that needs to be done to avert any unwanted contact with wildlife and to coexist.
Murado said these recent attacks also show the importance of vaccinating your pets against rabies. Rabies is typically transmitted from the bite of a rabies-infected animal. Raccoons and bats are the main carriers of rabies in mid-Atlantic states, but coyotes can also be carriers. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:40. Coming up next, Kristen Smith has today's commentary. She talks about revitalizing a certain area of town. She says we're fixing infrastructure that's broken. You'll want to stay tuned for that, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Basketball. We're going to talk more about Carolina and Duke coming your way tonight.
What I like about Diamonds Direct the most is that Diamonds Direct is truly a diamond importer.
Paul Tacorian, president of Tacori, the most sought-after engagement rings in America, talking about Diamonds Direct.
They have the largest selection of diamonds that you're going to find anywhere, and they have a huge selection of designer engagement rings.
And that selection, says Paul, is critical for guys.
Guys are going to spend a lot of money on a ring, and 70% of women don't like the engagement ring that they have because it's just a plain, generic ring. They want something that's beautiful, unique, and differentiates them from everyone else.
Diamonds Direct is proud to be a Tacori Platinum Partner with handcrafted, unique designer rings, unbeatable value, and a world-class shopping experience.
Every single person that works in this store, when you come in, you'll see, has such a great passion for helping and informing the customers. What makes Diamonds Direct unique amongst all retailers across North America is that they truly have the largest selection of diamonds that they directly import. And they have every single designer under the sun that you can imagine in their store.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Glass Half Full is the friendly neighborhood restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. We serve a delicious lunch of fresh salads, soups, and tasty sandwiches, including my favorite lobster rolls and mini burgers, and a soul-satisfying selection of Mediterranean-inspired small plates for dinner. Glass Half Full seasonal contemporary cooking, intriguing wines from around the world, and striking modern design attract discerning friends from around the triangle. So come to Glass Half Full soon for some good food, good drink, and lots of good fun.
Join Aaron Keck and the WCHL team Saturday morning from 9 to 11 to celebrate Townsend Bertram & Company's huge winter sale. We'll be in-store broadcasting live, including the UNC Basketball Countdown to Tip-Off Show. Townsend Bertram & Company, Carrboro's premier adventure outfitters, will be offering awesome deals on shoes, apparel, and rental camping gear. So come see us on Saturday morning in downtown Carrboro at Townsend Bertram & Company, located in historic Carr Mill.
51 degrees, 641 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Kristen Smith. Chapel Hill, we have a real opportunity before us. After several years of work, the town is looking to begin implementation of the Ephesus Church Road Fordham Boulevard Small Area Plan. The plan was approved in June 2011 and was crafted with the involvement of a diverse set of stakeholders. In an area that spans Willow Drive to the town cemetery, the implementation of the plan would bring much-needed transportation improvements, helping people to get around easier, and create a stormwater tax district, addressing flooding issues in a comprehensive manner. What does that all mean? We're fixing infrastructure that is broken. What happens when we make these investments of time and resources? We recoup a return of commercial reinvestment and subsequently increased tax revenue, not to mention additional affordable housing units, improvements to bike and ped infrastructure, and new green spaces. Unfortunately, there's some misinformation out there, particularly erroneously claiming that these efforts will harm small business and that the financing isn't a sound plan. So take a moment to learn for yourself. The town is hosting a public information meeting 4:30 to 6:30 tonight at the public library. There's a lot of information online, and I'm happy to try to answer your questions on the old-fashioned telephone. It's important for residents and businesses alike to know the plan and its potential. It's our opportunity, and we can't afford to miss it. This is Kristen Smith.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:44 at WCHL, and there's a big basketball game in town tonight.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
After bad weather and poor road conditions prompted a delay of the 237th Carolina Duke game last week, the two rivals will play tonight in Chapel Hill. While Roy Williams was disappointed with the postponement last week, he understood the decision.
Yeah, I mean, I got on the phone with Mike, and he told me the problems they were going to have, they were having, and bus not being there, and 15501's a parking lot. It wasn't nuclear science. It's just you can't get here. okay, if you can't get here, then we'll take a forfeit, and they didn't agree to that. You know, so didn't take Michael on and say, I'd rather not do that. So
we all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your trusted choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Both teams have played twice since last Wednesday, but Carolina's game plan on the Blue Devils hasn't changed much in the short amount of time between the originally scheduled meeting in tonight's game.
If they had done some things differently, you know, you might change it a little bit, but at this point of year, there's not too many things that we're going to do differently. Coach Robinson changed the scouting report because he had two more games to look at. He just added words or took out, but he didn't change the direction or anything like that. It's basically the same thing we thought about before that. They played last night with a tremendous aggressiveness in that first half. Georgia Tech had trouble making a pass.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Inside Carolina Basketball on WCHL. I'm ready for some Inside Carolina Basketball tonight. Carolina and Duke, and we're all excited about that game. It's been a long time coming. It is 6:47 at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together.
It stands among the greatest of violin concertos. For nearly two centuries, its melodies have delighted and its virtuosity astonished. Hear the dazzling Karen Gomio and the North Carolina Symphony in Mendelssohn's sparkling violin concerto. Also, James Gaffigan conducts music from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. Tickets start at just $18. Call 919-733-2750 or go to Ticketmaster.com. February 27th in Chapel Hill at UNC's Memorial Hall, and the 28th and March 1st at Maimandi Concert Hall. Tchaikovsky and Mendelssohn with your North Carolina Symphony.
Follow the dots to huge savings at Crown Honda South Point. See blue, save green on a new 2013 Honda Civic Sedan Automatic LX. Just $159 a month or a new 2014 Honda Accord. Blue Dot price gets 0.9% APR for up to 60 months. Hurry in today. See blue and save green during the Blue Dot sale. Only at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com.
Time now for traffic and weather together, WCHL, and we're all excited about basketball, but we'll get to that in just a moment here. The traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and all ready for whatever activity the day might bring. Rand Northam is here.
You know, I can't see my tail, so I appreciate the report on that.
I don't like to look at it either. Thanks so much. Nice green shirt,
thank
matching
you.
Tie,
yeah.
All ready. And I would say that traffic is probably looking good so far this morning.
It is so far right now. It's looking a lot better than it will around the Dean Smith Center. Oh, a little more than 12 hours from now.
Oh, boy.
Actually, just about 12 hours from now, I bet it's going to start getting pretty hairy right around there.
You bet.
NC-54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing a slight delay right now. Also, Franklin Street heading south-southwest between 15501 and Estes Drive, seeing a slight delay as well. Otherwise, I-40, the Durham Freeway, NC-54 elsewhere, 15501, Estes Drive, Franklin Street elsewhere, and NC-86. seeing no delays, no accidents at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Very well executed.
Thank you.
Sort of like I hope Carolina's offense is tonight.
Well, we'll see. This is an interesting one. I kind of knew how to feel about the first one.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to feel about the rematch, the reschedule, I mean. Not exactly. The rematch. That's in March. Mm-hmm. This is the rescheduled first game.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, if Carolina continues to play defense the way it has, and we get contributions from somebody other than Marcus Page. And,
well, McAdoo and, better and show up, that's for
McAdoo,
sure.
McAdoo, yeah.
You can't have an Ofer again.
No, that was a real problem.
Yeah.
Got in foul trouble from Jump Street.
How about Syracuse last night? Syracuse fell to Boston College. 2-10 Boston College took down Syracuse. Boom.
Wow.
How about that?
It's really hard to go all season undefeated.
It is.
There's no question.
But boy, nobody ever expected that Boston College would take them down.
Not from the Eagles.
Woo! In overtime. Man.
Well, welcome to the ACC, Syracuse.
There you go.
Yeah, hey, thanks very much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by the Murphy School Radio. It returns on Saturday, March 1st. Great music, comedy, readings, and good old-fashioned fun. Tickets now available at murphyschoolradio.net. Murphy School Radio, a celebration of wit, lit, and music. It is 51 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy, 20% chance for showers this morning, a high today about 65. Tonight, partly cloudy, not as cool with a low of the low 60s, and then tomorrow, a 100% chance of rain all day. That pretty much says it, and it's going to be kind of mild as far as temperatures are concerned, with the highs again in the middle 60s. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Gloria Vanderbilt is 90 years old today. Actor Sidney Poitier is 87. Racing Hall of Famer Bobby Unser is 80 years old today. Jazz soul singer Nancy Wilson, 77. Racing Hall of Famer Roger Penske, 77 years old today. Singer-songwriter Buffy St. Marie, 73. Hockey Hall of Famer Phil Esposito, 72. Let's see here. Actor Sandy Duncan is 68. Jay Giles, 68 years old today. Peter Strauss, the actor, 67 years old today. Walter Becker, one of the members of Steely Dan, 64. Patty Hearst, newspaper heiress, 60 years old today. Let's see here. Baseball Hall of Famer, or Basketball Hall of Famer, Charles Barkley, 51. Actor French Stewart is 50. Model Cindy Crawford is 48. Actor Andrew Hsu, 47. Actress Lily Taylor, 47. Actor Jay Hernandez is 36 years old today. And singer Rihanna is 26. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today in Durham. Big celebration today for Mike Woodard's birthday. And Rick Boozer, who lives in Raleigh, celebrating today. Our local birthday celebrity is Joel Hall Brown, who has her birthday today, and she's going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores. Fordham Boulevard and Menomot. Happy birthday, Joel!
All right, Thursday morning, 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL. Time for trivia.
Yep, big doings for, Duke and Carolina.
Yep. This is the night.
Act two.
Assuming, of course, that the Blue Devils can make it over here.
Oh, yeah. UNC women are at Virginia. And let's not forget the UNC diving and swimming program.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Rich DeSalm and those guys over there, men and women, they'll be in Greensboro to begin finals, preliminaries for ACC events.
Yeah,
I wish everybody good luck.
Coach DeSalm wishes he had somebody who could dive as fast as one of those falcons you were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding.
Woo. Oh, my goodness.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, yeah, I haven't gotten over that yet.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of question you got today?
Television heroes.
All right.
Television heroes. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Don Diego's secret identity.
Don Diego?
Zorro.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is the Spanish word for what animal?
Hmm.
Don Diego's secret identity, Zorro, is the Spanish word for what animal?
I should know this.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
But it doesn't come readily to mind.
If you think about Zorro's performance and his, you know, his escapades.
Yeah.
And the Zorro, what it means, it makes sense. It makes sense. But if you do know, give us a call out there.
Yeah.
In our wonderfully bi-trilingual community. We have many lenguas going on out there.
Speak for yourself.
But call us, 919-929-WCHL. What does Zorro mean in Spanish. And that, of course, was the name in the TV show that many of us who are old enough remember watching.
Oh, yeah, I remember it very well. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
The Abundance Foundation is a group of activists working together to empower and educate our area about the importance of sustainable agriculture, renewable energy, and local economy through a variety of hands-on workshops, community-building events, and by actively engaging our young people in the mission. Tammy Swift Warren is Executive Director of the Abundance Foundation, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
So our mission is to educate the public on renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, community, and we do that through a lot of fun things. And we have a workshop series, we work with children, we work in the school system on their food. We do all sorts of crazy fun things to get that message across.
Mm-hmm. And getting the message across has become a real passion for Tammy Swearin. And one of the fun events she's talking about is the Pittsburgh Pepper Festival.
The Abundance Foundation's mission is about local food, sustainable agriculture, renewable energy, and community. And this is all kind of culminated in this festival. And the message is, like, let's support our farmers. Let's really work on our sustainable agriculture, whether that's through, you know, policy or just through your buying power. And so we're just trying to get that message out in a really, really fun way that local food is, A, better for our environment and also for our health.
Tammy Swearin is the founder and executive director of the Abundance Foundation, and they're headquartered in Pittsburgh. If you'd like to find out more, go to theabundancefoundation.org. Tammy Swearin, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All righty then, coming up on 657 at WCHL, very interesting question today from Freddie.
Freddie, are you talking about a Black Panther?
Oh, that's interesting.
Because he was all dressed in black,
well,
right?
He was in black. That is correct.
Yeah. Zorro we're talking about.
Yeah,
here.
Zorro. What's the Spanish word for Zorro?
Mm-hmm.
He was sly. He was...
A fox.
Fox.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Oh, you gave it away when you said sly.
Exactly.
Yeah, Zorro. Either that or he was in Sly and the Family Stone. I didn't think it was that.
Zorro was created in 1919 by New York-based pulp writer Johnston McCulley.
Uh-huh.
And many of us remember the Disney series that starred Guy Williams.
Yep.
And ran from October 1957 to July 1959.
I remember watching that.
Had a little bit of a resurgence in the, what was it, 80s and 90s. Remember the Gay Blade Zorro?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. That was a movie, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Good luck to all the heels scattered all about in Greensboro, in Charlottesville, and, of course, right here at the Smith Center.
Yeah. You got to beat those Blue Devils tonight. Tell you that much.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, on paper, Duke's supposed to win, but they don't play them on paper, baby.
Exactly right. They play it on the court.
That's right.
And not only that, but, I mean, the wind might blow and the Blue Devils might not make it here.
They could wind up in Greensboro at one of the pools.
Oh, boy.
It is 6:58 at WCHL. Congratulations to Dr. Pat Gutierrez, who called in with the answer to the question this morning. Zorro was inspired by a fox, and Pat Gutierrez gets a swap trivia prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Have you been to Carbur lately? You just couldn't make this place up. February is For the Love of Carbur Month, and there's so much to see and do. Art, culture, farmers market, food trucks, locally grown, organic, music, film, poetry, festivals, Weaver Street Market, Cat's Cradle, Southern Rail, Spotted Dog, Acme, Glass Half Full, Neil's Deli. Fun, hipsters, poopers, funky, and creative. Come to Carbur and feel free. Unwind, create, taste, play, and be yourself. Follow us on Facebook at For the Love of Carbur.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. Save half off, $20 worth of food and drinks, available now for $10. Oasis is located in downtown Carbro in Carmel.
But at night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. Oasis features organic coffees, aromatic teas, wines and beers, homemade pastries, chocolates, quiches, and more. Many options are also vegetarian, vegan, and or gluten-free. It's half off from Oasis. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Unseasonably and unreasonably warm this morning. It is 53 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of showers this morning. Our high today in the middle 60s. Actually, a pretty nice day. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy, not as cool, with a low in the low 60s. I think the game will be played tonight because we don't have any snow in the forecast.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina women's basketball.
Kicks it outside to Diamond to Shields. Three-pointer is in there.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A truce isn't supposed to sound like this. Any hope for a peaceful end to the political crisis in Ukraine faded overnight.
It's now clear that both sides are willing to use violence to get what they want.
CBS's Holly Williams was on the scene of new fighting between riot police and anti-government protesters.
We have just witnessed ourselves protesters' bodies. All of them appear to have sustained gunshot wounds, apparently to the head and the neck.
Late reports say 21 protesters and a policeman have been killed. 28 people died in street battles 2 days ago. There's no reason to believe the bloodshed will end anytime soon.
When you talk to the politicians on the square,